Today's podcast is sponsored by Simplified Technology Solutions on the web at simplified-tech.com. Simplified Technology Solutions, also known as STS, is your resource for 8.5 upgrades, Domino on VMware best practices, same time, quicker, connections, and more.
It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 106 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and today I'm here with the CEO of Mainsoft, Yaakov Cohen. Yaakov has been on the podcast a couple times before, and we're here today talking to Yaakov about Lotusphere, and more importantly, their new SharePoint Integrator 2.5 announcement that they have. Yaakov, welcome back to the Taking Notes podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bruce, for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
You know, at the end of the podcast, we're gonna talk about something I heard on another podcast about Mainsoft. But Yaakov, why don't you tell everyone what's coming in SharePoint Integrator 2.5?
Yes, so we have been doing a lot of work for the past 2 years now, and this is going to be our third Lotusphere where we're showing the SharePoint Integrator for Lotus Notes. We are trying to bring together SharePoint and Lotus Notes into one collaboration platform. Because what we see in the enterprise is that email is really becoming the collaboration platform. It's not just about sending emails and receiving emails. It's about really integrating with the plugin architecture of Notes 8 and Notes 8.5, integrating all my collaboration tools into one console. So email become a collaboration console where I can do all my communication like instant messaging, connecting to social networks, sharing documents very easily with my colleagues. All this, I want to do it in the context of my email. So that's why, as we have seen, that 4 within 5 Notes customers are using SharePoint. We came out with this product 2 years ago to bring the SharePoint shared spaces, the document team sites, and to bring them right into the Notes client.
So, Yaakov, a question regarding SharePoint 2010. You know, SharePoint 2010 has a how would you say it? It's probably quicker and connections. It's trying to be the combination of those two. What specifically is Mainsoft doing to take advantage of, SharePoint 2010 features?
So in our new release that we're announcing at Lotusphere, as you mentioned, SharePoint Integrator for Lotus Notes 2.5, we are now integrating with not only all version of SharePoint, but also the new one, which is coming out, SharePoint 2010. And as you said, Bruce, the big innovation with SharePoint 2010 is the social feature. You know, the same way IBM has done a great work with Lotus Connection, now SharePoint 2010 is bringing social software to the enterprise world, and enabling people to more easily learn about people in their enterprise and search for people and really share information like my sites. I can set up my own page with my documents, and I can easily connect to my colleagues, my sites. So what we are doing with 2.5, for example, to give you some concrete example, if I received an email, if I'm first an Outs customer's which has deployed SharePoint 2010 and which is using SharePoint 2010 to have profiles and enterprise directory when I can see the profiles of my colleagues. If I receive an email or a calendar appointment of somebody I don't know, I'm not quite sure which division this person belongs to, and I don't really understand this calendar appointment, I can simply hover on the name of this person from Lotus Notes, from any application within Lotus Notes, and automatically I will see the business card as it is stored in the SharePoint profile. I will see it directly from Notes. And I can easily add this person as a colleague. So now this person becomes my colleague. I have access to this person, my site, and I can also easily search for people according to skills. All this I can do directly from Lotus Notes. So really bringing these features of social software, even if they are implemented in SharePoint, to bring them to the Lotus Notes, which really end up becoming what the collaboration console.
You know, Yaakov, you mentioned, you know, SharePoint 2010 as well as Lotus Connections in the same context. And I'm curious, what about those Lotus shops running connections? You know, how is it going to be able to determine whether to show my connections business card or my SharePoint business card?
Actually, Lotus Notes has some very nice integrations with Lotus Connections. So you don't really need Mainsoft for that. And you can get that out of the box from Lotus Notes. We are more taking care of these customers which are living in a mixed environment. They are not totally IBM or Lotus. They are not totally Microsoft. They end up, they pick and choose technology from both IBM and Microsoft. So they end up having Lotus Notes, Lotus Samtime, but they may have chose a SharePoint. And a lot of times, once they choose SharePoint, they will go with the social software built in SharePoint 2010. And already there is an early implementation in SharePoint 2007. So we are taking care of this customer with a mixed environment to give them the flexibility of choice. They can still choose, the collaboration tool from who they want, from either Microsoft or IBM, based on the merit of the tool. And they still can enjoy, thanks to Mainsoft, a very high level of integration like the one I described.
Okay, sounds pretty cool. And you guys are going to be at Lotusphere 2010, right? And I think you guys are at pedestal number, 724, if my notes are correct.
Yes, indeed. And this is the third time, as I said, we are showing the SharePoint Lotus Notes integration at Lotusphere. The difference is that we are now really coming to meet our customers. We have seen we had a tremendous year, especially the second half of the year was extremely strong for us. And we have seen a very big uptake in SharePoint Lotus Notes integration. And so we are there to meet customers. We have a lot of meetings already scheduled. And we want to show how you can actually take the best of Microsoft and Lotus Notes offering and still enjoy a totally integrated user experience. That's really one of the key things I've seen with customers, is that at the end of the day, they don't really care if the software is coming from Lotus or if it's coming from Microsoft. What they really care, they want to get their job done, and they want to get that, they need an integrated user experience. Using email as a console for all the collaboration offering, regardless where these products are coming from. It can be Lotus Connection, as you mentioned. It can be Lotus Samtime, but what if I have SharePoint? Yeah. And they can all work, the user can enjoy an integrated user experience. And by that, I mean, you know, drag and dropping documents which I received in an email attachment to SharePoint, or taking a document on SharePoint and with one drag and drop being able to send a link to my colleagues, you know, removing all these attachments. We came out with replaced attachment with links also. When you send an email, you get asked if you want to automatically post all these documents on SharePoint and send links instead.
Yeah.
So all these features are really creating an integrated user experience, Calendar also, in our last podcast, we talked a lot about the integration between SharePoint Calendar and Lotus Notes Calendar. All this is now part of the same SharePoint integrator for Lotus Notes. We're adding social features. And the bottom line is integrated user experience.
Yeah. So, Yaakov, I also see here, I just looked up in my LotusSphere session database that was developed by Genii Software here, and it says that Yaakov and Chris Lam, Lotus Marketing Manager, will be presenting a session at LotusSphere called Connecting Developers and Communities with Rational Jazz and Lotus Connection. Lotus Connections, and that's on Wednesday, January 20th at 11:15 in Swan Rooms 1 and 2. Yaakov, can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be covering in that session?
Yes, Bruce. So we have announced last year a new product as part of our partnership with Rational. We have been working quite a bit of time with the Rational Jazz team to bring enterprise collaboration to the software development community using Rational Jazz. So we are integrating Lotus Quicker and Lotus Connections into Rational Team Concert, which is a jazz-based offering from Rational. And what we have announced, and you can see on our blog, sharepointlotus.net, we have also there a demo showing how you can, from the Jazz dashboard, you can access and you can collaborate with the broader enterprise using Lotus Connection. So you can search for people in your enterprise from the Jazz dashboard. You can also look at the Lotus Connection profile directly from Jazz. And we are even integrating between the Lotus activities and the Rational Team Concert work items. So again, delivering an integrated user experience to the development community and bringing the enterprise collaboration of Lotus Connection and Lotus Quicker into Jazz and Rational Team Concert. So this will be the session with Chris Lam, which is a lead, is product manager or product marketing manager for Lotus Connection, and will be showing all this new stuff.
Yeah, very cool. Yaakov, are there any other products that Mainsoft produces that the Taking Notes listeners would be interested in learning about from Mainsoft at this point?
Yes, I mean, we have a consistent strategy of integrating SharePoint with the Java-based platform. So we have done that. Initially, we started with WebSphere Portal, integrating SharePoint with WebSphere Portal. Then we have done it for Lotus Notes. And we have been extremely busy with the Node Shops and working on integration between Nodes and SharePoint. And also this work we are doing with Rational Jazz, where we are bringing Lotus Connection to and Lotus Quicker to Rational Jazz and SharePoint as well.
Yeah. Now getting back to the thing that I heard, I believe it was on Leo Laporte's This Week in Technology. They were talking, I think, about maybe the 1999 or 2000 time frame. They actually mentioned Mainsoft developing something for Microsoft. And I was just curious to, I mean, I don't think you were aware of this because it was really quick in This Week in Technology. So I was wondering what the heck Leo was talking about. Can you fill us in?
So I didn't listen. It's funny you mentioned that, but I didn't listen to this podcast. But indeed, in 99, we did work with Microsoft to bring Internet Explorer to the Unix market. So again, we are always trying to provide cross-platform solution. And, you know, the same way we mix Lotus Notes with SharePoint, we have been taking Microsoft Internet Explorer to Unix and Linux platform. So we had ported for Microsoft using our own product. We had ported Microsoft Internet Explorer to Sun Solaris and to HP UX. So that's a while ago, which is not making us any younger, but yes, indeed.
So you had to include all those glitches in Internet Explorer that still persist today, right?
It was bug-to-bug compatible, exactly.
Yeah, bug-to-bug.
Windows bug.
Yeah, bug-to-bug compatible. Love it. All right, Yaakov, thanks again for taking some time today to talk about the announcement about SharePoint Integrator 2.5. I look forward to seeing you and the crew at Pedestal 724, the main soft one. El Guji software will be at Pedestal 622, so we're probably right next to each other like we were last year. So,
Yaakov, excellent.
Yeah.
Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I'll make sure we schedule up who's going to go for the coffee runs and stuff, okay?
Okay, I will stop.
Okay. Well, safe travels, and we'll see you in Lotusphere. I'll see you, at Lotusphere, sorry.
Bye-bye.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Simplified Technology Solutions on the web at simplified-tech.com. Simplified Technology Solutions, also known as STS, is your resource for 8.5 upgrades, Domino on VMware best practices, same time, quicker, connections, and more.